Today's gospel is found in the sixth chapter of John, beginning with verse 16 on page 867 in your pew Bible. When evening came, Jesus' disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed for about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have a seat, please. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dad had a fishing boat. It was an aluminum little fishing boat, no frills. I think it was about 16 feet long, had a trolling motor and a 25 horsepower motor to get us to the fishing spot. I remember one day on Flathead Lake in Montana, we had taken the boat out to go fishing. Fish weren't biting, and we started to explore around this island called Wild Horse Island and just look at it and see what was there. I think we might have landed there, had lunch, and we didn't really notice that the sky was turning dark and it was getting stormy, and we quickly got into the boat when we realized we're going to be caught in a storm, and we started heading back. The wind started blowing, the waves started growing, the white caps were forming, and my mother's face was turning pale. Nobody wants to be. It was really a pretty terrifying situation. We were about 2 miles from the boat launch, and our little 25 horsepower motor would not get us there fast enough. When the waves are crashing over the side of your boat, and it's a terrifying situation. No one wants to get swamped in the middle of a lake. The water's cold, the items in the boat will be lost, and worst case, the whole thing could sink to the bottom. In our case, we just hunkered down and leaned our heads toward the storm and kept the boat going as best we could in the direction of the boat launch, and we obviously made it. That was frightening, a big storm in a little boat, and the experience helps me relate to the disciples today in the gospel. We're continuing our series called Declarations, the I Am, I Ams of Jesus. And today is looking at a less common I Am. We've already covered some of the most well-known I Am statements: the Good Shepherd, the Bread of Life, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, the Door, the Light of the World, and the Vine. And today we jump into a story that usually isn't associated with the I Am declarations, but this one could be the most practical and significant I Am that we have looked at thus far. We read about the disciples in the boat and Jesus walking on the water. Previously in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there is another boating story with Jesus and the disciples. But in that story, Jesus is in the boat asleep, and the storm rages, and they become afraid, and they wake him, and they say, "Don't you care about us, Lord?" And he stands up, and he says these words, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still." And the storm stops, and they are fine. That's what Jesus does, isn't it? He calms the storms. He gives peace. He hushes fears. He does that demonstratively here, but he goes beyond a physical storm, doesn't he? Because he calms the storms in our lives. He calms the storms, the life storms that we know about. He also gives peace. Peace that passes understanding, the Bible says. And he hushes our fear. That's what Jesus does. One of the titles given to Jesus, as you heard this morning in Isaiah 9, a prophecy about who he would be, they call him the Prince of Peace. Where can you find peace these days? I can't imagine a situation of living in war, having a home, but all around you is violence and bombs and missiles and frequenting bomb shelters several times a week. And we're all crossing our fingers and hoping that the peace agreement with Israel and Hamas will stick. I've only lived in the United States, but I've always lived in fairly peaceful communities, not places where there are shootings or robberies or violence, but I have experienced personal attacks and discouragement and anxiety and fear. And I know I have a place to go when I'm feeling those ways, and that's I can go home, where I'm loved and accepted, where I'm held and kept. But that's not it. I also feel peace when I slow down long enough to receive Christ and receive from Christ his peace. And that's why I started this prayer group on Tuesday mornings, Let the Word Speak, at 9 o'clock in the prayer room. The first time doing this a couple weeks ago, it was such a beautiful experience because I sensed the peace of the Lord coming upon me as I read the scriptures, as I allowed him to speak to me in my heart. As he says in John 14, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, and let them not be afraid. Jesus gives peace. In 1555, Nicholas Ridley was a former bishop of London, was burned at the stake in Oxford because of his beliefs. On the night before Ridley's execution, his brother offered to remain with him in the prison chamber to be of assistance and comfort. But Nicholas declined the offer and replied that he meant to go to bed and sleep as quietly as he ever did in his life. Because he knew the peace of God, he could rest in the strength of the everlasting arms of his Lord to meet his need. Peace is a great blessing. Peace is a word of huge significance in the Bible. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, and in Greek it's translated irene, which sounds like serene. It means far more than the absence of war or hostility. It's not just an absence of certain circumstances, but the presence of God in his reign. It means wholeness, soundness, well-being, oneness with God, every kind of blessing and good. And in order to bring peace to others, we need to first have it and find it and hold on to it within ourselves. Jesus gives peace. And Jesus also hushes fear. He says, let not your hearts be troubled, and let them not be afraid. You know, in the boating accounts of the disciples on the water, when the wind blew and the waves grew, they were afraid. Maybe most of them, were afraid because they were not fishermen and they're not used to boating. They probably weren't able to swim. They didn't have life preservers. And it was just a frightening situation. Add to it nighttime. And then the storm picks up, and that would cause a great amount of fear. And then not only that, Jesus approaches them walking on water. They think it's a ghost, and they're afraid of that as well. And yet, when he comes on shore, onto the boat, everything is calm. Their fears are hushed. And why is that, that presence of Christ was able to hush their fears? You know, we have a lot of fears, I think. Some of the biggest ones maybe are, I'm not important, or I'm not seen, I don't matter, I'm not worth saving, I'm a nobody. Ever feel that way? And Jesus says to those fears, as you heard in Isaiah 41, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He promises us in Peter, once you were not a people, but now you are a people, the chosen people of God. He hushes our fears. He calms our storms. Just his presence stepping into the boat, speaking the word, was peace. Peace be still. The waters were calm. And they asked the question, who is this that even the wind and the waves are controlled by him, that they obey him? Chris and I were in a terrible life storm quite a few years ago when her mom was battling cancer. I was in seminary, learning to become a pastor. We had no money. It was an incredibly stressful time in our lives. A storm because everything felt out of our control. Cancer. God called me to seminary, and I didn't go in with a big fat savings account to pay the tuition. We were counting on God to provide. I went to Promise Keepers, men's retreat, if you remember those in the 90s. And even though we had no money, I saw this video series for kids on the life of Jesus. And I decided to purchase it. And I brought it home, and it was really well animated. It was very biblically accurate. Our kids loved it. They were four and two years old at the time. And they would watch those videos. And one of them was on Jesus calming the storm. Chris was giving the boys a bath, two at the time. They were two and four at the time. And she walked out of the bathroom to get something and came back to the storm in the bathroom. The waves were crashing all over the place and water was going everywhere. And David, before she could say anything, stands up in the tub and says, "Peace, be still." They were acting out the video. They were pretending that they were in the storm. But the words spoken to Chris went deep into her soul, as if it was Jesus saying to her, "Peace, be still. It is I." So for you, what storm is raging in your life right now? Losses? Losses to you personally? Maybe a loved one that has died? Mistakes you've made? And the consequences of those mistakes can weigh heavy on us? Enemies in hot pursuit of you? Bills you can't pay? Debt? Medical issues? Disease? An upcoming surgery? Treatments? Growing older, navigating change, should I go on? Chaos, all that is a storm. I wanted to give you a gift as I end today, that we have a prayer trail. You may know about it, but there's stations all up in the upper desert landscape up above and around the back here and to the columbarium. And the stations of the prayer trail are based around the I Am statements that we have been looking at and studying here in church. And I encourage you, now that the weather is better, to take a little walk around our prayer trail. You don't have to go to all 10 stations the same day. You can go to one or two or as many as you like. But I want to end today with utilizing one of those prayer stations. Today's reading, number 9, is next to the bench right out there just off the circle where as you come in. And I want to utilize more of a prayer experience for you today as we conclude, as I conclude my message. So first, as I read the scripture again, I'd like you to utilize your five senses, thinking about what does it sound like? What does it smell like? What's going on? What can I see? What do I hear? What can I touch? And using your five senses to, if you'd like to close your eyes or just gaze out the window or gaze at the cross, just listen again to the word from today. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. And when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. And they were frightened. But Jesus said to them, "I am, I am. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. In your imagination, just picture that scene. What do you see, hear, smell, touch, taste? Verse 19 says, "And they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened." Consider the fears of the disciples, and consider your own fears. Now picture Jesus walking into your fears with you, albeit sitting next to you in the boat that you're in. Hear him say to you, "I am. I am. Don't be afraid." Now, if you would, just open your hands on your lap as if you're holding the fears that you've been thinking about, and just release them to Jesus. And rest in his presence. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of prayer. The gift of knowing that we can give to you all of the things that trouble us, the storms that feel so out of control in our lives, the things that are weighing upon us and beating us down. We pray, Jesus, that we could not only remember to do or not only experience what we did today in releasing our fears to you, but to repeat this over and over again, even daily, so that we can know that you will speak into our lives and that you do calm the storms, still our fears, hush our fears, and quiet the storm. And you give us peace. So God, thank you that we can be assured of your presence here today and with us always as we walk out from here this morning into the week ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.